Hey, Bucks fans, right now we're upstairs at One Buck at the draft room. Now, no media, no personnel or employees are allowed in this room because this is where all the big decisions are made in the offseason. Let's go inside. It's a room surrounded by boards that keeps scouts, Coach Schiano, and GM Mark Dominic on the same page throughout the draft. But this year, there's new technology to help the Buccaneers analyze and communicate in real time.
It's a new board that we're using, which you've seen on TV before, a lot of things maybe on election coverage or some of the stuff you've actually seen while you're watching the drafts, you know, in terms of moving names. So we've corrected a touchscreen board that actually is fingerprint protected even.
Only three people in the building have fingerprints allowing access to the touchscreen smart board.
Lots of different things we try to use it for, but here's our team. Let's say we're looking at Deshaun Goldson. We can look at Deshaun Goldson and his information real quick. It'll pop up here once. I don't want you to see everything, so I've kept it blank right now. But this is Deshaun Goldson's height, weight, speeds, you know, those kind of things.
This new technology helped the Buccaneers acquire Darrell Revis, Deshaun Goldson, and more in free agency, and soon their next additions in the draft.
You know, right now we're positioned at 43 in the second round, which is in a prime spot where you still have the ammunition behind us to go get a late first-round pick if we feel like a guy dropped far enough. So I would say, you know, knowing my history, I like to move around again, and we've talked about that. And so I would say just be prepared because there might be a chance we may want to move up or we may stand pat. You never know.
And on that note, I couldn't miss the opportunity to chat with our Director of College Scouting, Eric Stokes, on what he'll tell GM Mark Dominic when the time comes in the draft to make a play.
I always tell our guys, go with your gut. My biggest thing is that if he has questions, one, kind of depending where we are, I'm going to tell him exactly what I think, exactly what I feel. So I think that's the biggest thing. Just have a conviction. You're always trying to look, you know, to address needs. But at the same time, I think you never want to lose sight of value of just good players and taking the best players that are also available.
The Buccaneers' scouts have gone from a list of 1,000 potential players in the fall to now about 150 they like for the draft.
So we've always got a working list of six. Once we get to pick, there shouldn't be any more questions to ask. It's time to put the card in. Now you just wait to see, does it make sense to make a trade or trade back or, you know, listen for offers or, you know, with the confidence of that pick and saying, hey, let's go ahead and turn the pick in.
Well, now it's time to let General Manager Mark Dominic get back to building the Buccaneers, and you can stay tuned in to Buccaneers.com for live Buccaneers Insight. I'm Rachel Ramirez, Buccaneers.com.